More rain is expected to occur across the Midwest as we move forward through this next several day period, and delays in farming activity are anticipated. The majority of the region from South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas eastward into the lower Ohio River Valley will see the majority of the most significant rain, and amounts are advertised to run anywhere from 1 to 3 inches. There will be some potential for locally greater amounts, especially in South Dakota, parts of Nebraska, and a handful of other locations, and mostly in the western Corn Belt. But we do expect to see enough precipitation in all areas to set back farming activity for a while. A brief break in the precipitation will occur on Thursday into Friday in the western Corn Belt and in the eastern Corn Belt, mostly on Friday. These short-term breaks in precipitation are not likely to have a big impact on planting progress because of the volume of rain that will likely precede the break, and therefore it will need most of that particular day just to allow the ground to dry down. So very little field work will occur before the second wave of precipitation moves through the Midwest, and that is advertised to occur as we go from Friday into the weekend across the western Corn Belt and Saturday into a Sunday for the eastern parts of the Midwest. Rain totals again for this whole region will continue to be significant enough that farming activity will be delayed for a while, even early next week as the ground firms up. Slightly cooler temperatures will come next week, but most importantly, we'll be back into a dry weather mode, and most of the work week will be free and clear of meaningful precipitation. The temperatures may cool off so that we're only seeing 60 and some 70 degree temperatures over the weekend and early next week. The temperatures will begin to recover later in the period. Those temperatures will contrast greatly from the temperatures in the 70s and 80s that were noted yesterday across the Midwest, and they again will occur today in some locations. The rain and thunderstorms that are impacting the Midwest are also impacting hard red winter wheat country and portions of the Delta, and both of these areas will continue to see rather moist conditions occurring over the next several days as well. From a wheat perspective, there's a little bit of concern about ongoing wheat disease potentials for some areas in the Central Plains. This is a byproduct of the frequent wet bias that's been present here recently. Temperatures have been very warm in the southern half of the plains and will be turning cooler now for a little while. The precipitation that occurs in the plains, just like the Midwest, will likely cause some delays in spring field work, but we're not expecting it to last much longer than the first part of next week, with drier weather likely thereafter. The temperature bias at night across the Midwest is expected to cool down. We'll look for temperatures in the 30s and 40s in the far northern parts of the Midwest over the weekend into early next week, while temperatures in the south will still be in the 40s and 50s, and there'll probably be a few lower 60s here yet over the next couple of days. In South America this morning, the biggest headliner is in Argentina. Frost and freezes have occurred in San Luis and parts of Cordoba and a few areas in La Pampa. The impact of this is not dramatic, but we won't know for sure for another couple of days. Most likely, some peanut crop in central parts of Cordoba has been damaged, and perhaps of some minor soybeans in that province will also be negatively impacted. Most other crops in the region are primarily corn, and corn will also be negatively impacted when the situation is assessed over the next few days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.